Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
January is a special month. We are focusing on precious life, from the preborn to the aged. Joining me again today is Holly Stutzman in studio. Yesterday, she shared, unexpectedly, they discovered through a normal ultrasound that the precious little girl that her and her husband were carrying no longer had a heartbeat. Holly, when you heard that news from the ultrasound tech, what did you and Beau determine to do next?
We went home that evening and had several conversations about what we thought we could do. The nurse had described over a phone call what she had needed to happen health-wise. And I remember telling her, I can't do that. Please, I can't do that. And we decided at that point to deliver our daughter. The next morning, we went in just to confirm that there was no heartbeat. And I prayed. And I just knew he could bring my baby back. I knew he could. I knew he would, and that it would just be this miraculous story, right? It could just end in so many beautiful ways, but it was still no.
And so ultimately, you delivered and you got to hold your little girl.
Yes, we went in for a delivery, and I often feel sorry for the nurse that drew the short stick from my room that day, but we delivered. They encouraged contractions. I was so anxious and nauseous that I had laid down to go to sleep. But I awoke and looked at my sister, and my daughter had arrived.
And so you're holding your precious little daughter. And was Beau in the room too?
We had family, so many family members. My sister was there, my mom, my dad. I touched her. I held her. I saw her. I knew.
I love that. I look at that, it's like the sacred hello and the sacred goodbye. Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation when Holly and her husband Beau determined to do a memorial funeral in honor of Ella May.